Hello.
Hey, good morning. This is Pete with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Bethany?
Oh, yeah, that was fast.
Yeah, right? That's how we work. Is this a good time to chat?
Yeah.
Good, good. Yeah, so, you know, it looks like you went online. You were interested in some of our programs for capital and some equipment. Is that right?
Yeah, I was just going to look into it. I don't know if it's even doable, but I thought I would chat with somebody.
Yeah, of course, of course. It's good to know what your options are. I just need to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business, and then I'll answer any questions, kind of point you in the right direction, okay?
Okay.
And legal name of the business is Josh Toes Hay Grinding.
Yep, it's pronounced Taves.
Taves. Perfect, thank you.
Taves.
And Taves, yeah, that's a tough one. And the DBA name is the same as well?
Yes.
Perfect. And the structure of the business is an S-Corp, C-Corp, not sure.
S-Corp.
S-Corp, nice, nice. And how long have you been in business for?
3 years.
3 years? Okay. And are you the 100% owner, or?
No, I own half. My husband and I each own half.
Okay. And your husband is at Josh, or? Assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And last one, address 173 Nickwall Road, Wolf Point.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and, you know, like I said, I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, so our business is seasonal. So last year we did $230,000 in gross sales. And we don't do any credit cards. It's all, the industry is agriculture.
Okay.
And my husband and I have equipment that we lease from my dad. And what we do is they're hay grinders. So when people bring their cows in from summer grazing, they bring them home. And then we go from ranch to ranch and we grind the hay up with other winter feed. And so we charge $240 an hour plus mileage. And so that's the nature of the business. And the reason people do it is because it's a more efficient way to feed their animals. And they usually do a lot better when the feed is chopped up.
What's the alternative method?
A hay grinder?
No, I was looking on your Facebook for a little bit. It looks pretty intense.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to get started going here like the last week of September. But I'd like to get some of, like, I still have some stuff on the credit card that I didn't get paid off. And my son was born 3 months early in March. So I've had some medical expenses come up. And so I'm just looking for maybe a little bit of working capital to get us going to prepay some of the fuel and prepare. I have some workman's comp that might be due in October, and basis business expenses that
no, no worries.
I like to be prepared for if they come up. So,
do you have a specific capital amount in mind, or?
I don't. I mean, I'd like to try to get like 10 or 20 if it's at all possible. It just really depends on the payback schedule. It has to be something I can start paying back in November, because that's when my money starts coming in.
Okay.
I should have about $40,000 billed out by the end of October, and then I usually start seeing that money come in November.
All right, so you're just about a month between receivables.
Yeah.
In October.
And, you know, last year was just super weird. I mean, I swear I had to, like, call people to start paying their bills. And the year before, it was, like, no problem. Like, checks came in right away. And so this year, I've already sent out letters to, we have about 170 customers. And we cover about a 200-mile radius from where we're located. But about half of them have to pay at the time of service this year, because I can't put myself in that position again next year.
Especially because, you know, like, what's your average job cost? You know, you said it was like about $200 an hour plus fuel. You know,
every time Josh goes to a ranch, it's anywhere between $5,000 and $2,000.
Exactly. So, you know, you should definitely collect at least some of that up front. It's not like it's like you're charging a $50,000 service to these people, and
yeah,
you know.
I know. It's just the people around here. I don't know. It's just the mentality. Like, oh, I have 30 days to pay it. And it's like, well, I have a fuel bill due next week.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, I'm increasing our rates this year as well. So
good. You know, I mean, it's definitely. I know last year was a weird year for everybody across, you know, this job allows you to kind of get a good grasp of a lot of different industries across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked to, you know, manufacturers and, you know, dentists, and everyone was having a little bit of an off year last year. Just, I guess, revenue wise,
well,
nobody was making
year. People forever to pay.
that's a big pain.
I kind of estimated we're on track because there's another hay grinder that is a couple counties over. His hay grinder got rear-ended last year towards the end of the season, and so Josh picked up like 20 more customers over there, and a couple of them are huge. So I'm estimating our anticipated revenue for this next gross revenue to be about $250,000-$260,000.
Nice. So you're growing a little bit.
And that's
good.
That's probably doing like $40,000 to $45,000 a month for six months straight. And
so
then
yes.
We've got some smaller months. But.
During the summertime, do you guys diversify into any other kind of industry? You know, is there any kind of way you can use the equipment that
I
you
do.
Have?
I have. I do. I have an appraisal business, and I do farm and ranch appraisals. So that's kind of what keeps us afloat over the summer. And then we also run about 60 head of cows.
Oh, okay. So you got a little cattle farm kind of thing going as well. And you don't have to pay for hay grinding fees.
No. I know, right?
Okay. How's you guys' credit, Beth? Is it, you know, you good, bad, in the middle?
I want to say our credit's probably like around 640. I have too much credit card debt is the problem. I usually have it paid off all the time, but with Luke's hospital bills, I haven't been putting as much down on them as I usually do.
That's a very similar problem with mine. it's weird because things have changed as far as credit scores go over the last, you know, 10, 20 years. It's more of like, it used to kind of be like you pay a lot, you use it a lot, but pay it all down. And, like, it's good to use a lot of credit card. Now it's good. It's all about the ratio. You know, who cares if you owe $30,000? If you just take out more credit cards and then it's only $30,000 out of, like, $80,000 available credit, then it's, like, all of a sudden not as big as a deal. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, it's more about the ratio nowadays.
Exactly.
It's definitely changed where they're emphasizing the focus on.
And that's one of the things I'd like. We have a business credit card that's got $7,500 on it that I would love to get paid off.
Yeah.
That would definitely help.
Do you have any other kind of loans out, like another working capital loan? Because, you know, I've noticed you used, was it like New Logic or On Deck last year? One of those guys.
I took out a loan with, I think it's Knight Capital Funding.
Okay, that's it. See, what they do is the UCC filings, they never put their names, so it could be one of like five or six different banks in our network. So it's like either Knight, On Deck, New Logic. But you're familiar with working capital.
I've got that one. Yeah, and like I said, I like using them because I don't want to use our local bank because I know them all and it's a small town.
I got you. I know.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Our bank to Poplar.
Yeah, I mean, you could always use a big national bank and kind of never have to talk to anybody in the branch, do everything over the phone.
Yeah, I know, right?
But do you have a balance on that Knight Capital loan anymore, or you got that all paid off?
It's just about 75% paid down.
Okay.
So I think there's like 5,000 left on it, maybe 5,000 or 8,000. And I'm not worried about that. That's an easy daily. I can pay that off.
Yeah, when we do other working capital loans, they like to know what you already have, you know, on the table. But you got that mostly paid off. What was the original loan amount?
$20,000.
It was like $20,000. Nice. And what were your daily payments?
$142 a day.
Oh, that's not bad. Have you looked around anywhere else besides us, or have you like contacted Knight at all?
I got another one from Swift Capital. I thought I would look into.
Okay, so you're talking to Swift.
I don't know. I'm gonna do this before I go ask my mother for a loan.
Yeah. Well. I had a guy yesterday, he goes, okay, I don't know if I'm going to take this loan. I'm probably just going to ask my friend for 100K. I was like, well, you know what? If you all have friends like that, then I don't know why we're on the phone.
Holy cow, I wish I had a friend like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and Josh's grandpa came over here yesterday and told me he has like $500,000 in his bank account. And if I need a check, just let him know. And I was like, I cannot do that.
Yeah.
I would literally have to be desperate and about homeless before I do that.
Yeah, no one wants
to. I just need to get us to November 1st. I mean, if I could get enough money to cover us until then, I would be set. And honestly, if I wouldn't have had that, my son could have just stayed in there a little bit longer, I wouldn't have $50,000 in hospital bills right now.
That my half brother had a similar situation a couple years back. So
really?
You know, I definitely know. Yeah, he had some heart issues coming out. Came out like a month early just because they had to operate on it. It was a whole mess, but he's fine now. I mean, you would never know.
Yeah, but, I'm lucky. There's nothing wrong with him either. It's just, you know, 60 days in the hospital, and the hospital was 300 miles away, and then I didn't work for 2 months.
Man.
I mean, I literally had all of our bills paid, and I was going to make us to the next hay grinding season until that happened.
And then when it rains, it pours, right?
You know.
Always. All right. So you need about, you know, 10 to 20K to get you through to November.
Yeah, if at all possible.
No, yeah. Well, our threshold kind of just for, you know, just to give you a ballpark, we like to do about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales from last year. So you're falling right in there, you know, with the 230K. That's actually perfect. And, you know, you said you didn't want to, you want to try to hold off the payments until November.
Well, I mean, I could make a payment. It just depends on, is it monthly or weekly? I mean,
no,
if I just know what to prepare for.
We offer monthly, weekly, and daily. But, to be totally honest, for a first-time customer, you're probably only going to get the daily and the weekly options. And you know, it'll start taking it out from the money that you have in there, just kind of like the Knight Capital one. So what I think is the best idea, if you don't want it to start, you know, bringing the balance down, is to take out a little bit more than what you need. Maybe if you wanted like 20, we get you 22 or 23. We're going to approve you for the highest amount possible and then kind of work backwards, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, that way the payments will come out of that account, but you won't actually have to put in any of your, you know, because you're not going to get the receivables back till like November. So that way, if we get you a little bit more than what you need, then it'll pay off. Yeah, it'll cover that one, that little 2 month period. Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, that also depends when you take the loan out. You know, if you're planning on doing this and within the next week or two, then I think that's definitely the move, the road you want to go down.
Well, I sure like to try it because I mean I'm not in trouble yet. I mean, I've got the next month's bills paid, but when we get into October, it's going to be a little tight unless I get some more appraisals in. So,
yeah, there you go.
I'm just kind of trying to prepare for the worst, to be honest with you.
So, what in your ideal world, when would you like to, like, you know, have this funded by? You know, when do you want to start having to take this money? The sooner the better. Okay, so we'll put this, you know, on an ASAP time frame.
If you can even do it, I mean, do you think it's even doable?
No, yeah, it's 100% doable. It's, you know, you have 230K revenue, you want about 10 to 20K, that's right in that threshold. And, you know, if you have some decent credit, that's 640, you know, I think the national average is like somewhere like 670, 690. So, you know, you're not too there. So yeah, we could totally help you. I've gotten guys with way worse credit scores for way more money, so you shouldn't have a problem at all.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan B though,
besides
you know.
Yeah, all my mother father will
be. Yeah, that's definitely better than Josh's grandfather.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with it. Oh, I just hate borrowing money, period. But, and like I said, I had everything good to go, and then, I mean, I've had to set up payment plans for 5 of Luke's bills, and I'm negotiating with the hospital on one, but...
Is that affecting your credit at all, do you know?
No, I've got them paid. I mean, I've got them set on payment plans. Not at all. I have no late payments on my credit score.
That's good. No, well, you know, I was going to say, they do take a look at, you know, your payments, but they do weigh medical bills, you know, a little bit differently than, like, not paying your car payment, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely weighted a little bit differently.
Yeah, the hospital won't do shit for us. We make too much money, so.
Yes.
I couldn't qualify for any kind of aid or anything.
Oh, man. Give Obama a call, what the hell.
I know, right?
I think Aetna...
Funny is because you make money.
Aetna just pulled out.
Yeah,
yeah, no, they're done.
Yeah.
And they were like the third one. I think United Health, Aetna, and... I can't remember the third one that just pulled out before then.
I heard Blue Cross.
Yeah,
yeah. I think quite a bit of them.
No, they're all fed up with basically losing a crap ton of money that they've used to been making. So I can see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
But if someone told you, you know, in November, you know, oh, hay is half price, like for everybody.
Yeah, no kidding. Forget that.
Exactly. But, yeah, do you have a good email I could send this over to? Is the one on file the bkwalter@hotmail.com good?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yes. So what do you need from me?
It's really simple. It's a one-page application, last 6 months of your business bank statements. But because you're seasonal, I'm going to ask for 12 because it's not going to... It's like a revenue-based loan, and if they look at 6 months, how were your last 6 months? Were those your busy season, or the more of the that was the dead season?
Oh,
right?
It was more of the downtime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So give me the full year, so they can kind of paint that picture, like, hey, this is seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just bank statements, a tax return, and the application.
Okay, you got it.
Hey, I'll put that all in the email too.
Then, yeah, our we got a second hay grinder this last year, so our revenue from the tax return is going to be lower because we were only running one machine that year. So,
and last year you bought.
We're running two machines, yeah. So the bank statements are going to be the most indicative of what coming year will look like.
The tax returns were really just look at that kind of for proof of ownership. Like, we look at the Schedule G. But you know what? If it's a little weird in your eyes and you want to send me 2014 and 2015, you know, it's only going to help the case a little bit more.
Okay. I think I have the PDF. If I have it, I'll send it. I know for sure I've got 15, so...
Okay, yeah, just send over what you got. I mean, the banking you should be able to get really fairly quickly, you know, PDFs of them, shoot them over.
Yeah, I actually think I have all of that.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just fill out that application, you know, Josh's and your information because you guys have split ownership. We need to run both your personal credit, but it's only a soft pull, so it's nice. So it's only one of the three agencies.
Okay, cool.
All right, I'll send that over to you, Bethany, and when do you think you can get that stuff back to me? Like, probably next week or maybe
right
later
now.
Today? Oh, perfect. Appreciate
it. I'll do
it
right now.
All right, you're the best.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.